You're listening to Vatican Radio. Political and religious leaders have gathered in the Vatican this weekend to participate in a dialogue on Europe. The three-day event, entitled Rethinking Europe, has been organized by COMECE, the Brussels-based Commission of the Bishops' Conferences of the European Community. Apart from the discussion, there's also a papal audience on Saturday afternoon with the Holy Father, while on Sunday, the 29th, participants will attend Mass in St. Peter's Basilica. One of the participants attending the meeting is the first Vice President of the European Parliament, Mairead McGuinness. Before being received in private audience with Pope Francis on Saturday, she spoke with Vatican Radio's Lydia O'Kane about the meeting and about the importance of engaging with religious communities.
Well, it's been a very new experience for me to be invited and to be involved. And this is an engagement. It's not sitting there listening. It's a two-way process. It's been very enlightening to hear different views from Christians in Europe. And I think that from the point of view of the Catholic Church to organize this, I think was absolutely fantastic. The challenge is to bring this conversation back to the parishes and to give people ownership of the conversation, and to some extent to give them ownership of Europe again, because there is a sense in which people feel a bit disconnected perhaps, or maybe we think they feel disconnected, and I'd like to understand if that is the case, and the only way we will reconnect with them is to have this conversation back in our parishes, whether it's in Ireland or France or Belgium or wherever across Europe, so that people feel that they have a part to play in the European Union. And maybe give us feedback about what they think we're not doing or could do better.
Do you have a role at the Parliament regarding Article 17, so dealing with interreligious dialogue? How interesting has that been that for you to delve into that role and to listen to other people's thoughts?
My role with responsibility for Article 17 is to have dialogue with religious communities directly on one-to-one with each church and non-confessional organisations. Part of that is interreligious, but not mainly. It is really so that the religious communities feel they have an input into policy. I hope I'm doing the job well. I'm learning as I go along. But I think that the engagement we've had has been very fruitful. And clearly there are issues that we perhaps in the Parliament need to address, or indeed in the institutions. But I'm working very well with Vice President Timmermans in the Commission. And we're listening. And for example, one of the events I'm having in December is around policy, foreign policy, Europeans' policy, and what do the churches think of this? And again, that's in a listening mode. We also will do smaller events with books written by church leaders, well-known and not. And that gives a sense of engagement for people who come to these meetings. I think it's just to raise the profile, because even if we weren't obliged to have this dialogue legally under the treaties with the religious communities, I think we should do it anyway, because they're part of the fabric of European society. They're involved at parish level, and they therefore are quite connected on the ground, and they have concerns which are more than just economy and growth rates. They have concerns about spiritual issues, about caring, about the soul. And I think it's good for us sometimes to pull back from the hard economics which we've been going through because of the economic crisis, and think of the wider role of Europe in the world and the leadership that we can give on many issues, including climate, resources, just those areas which perhaps we might have forgotten about in our rush to recover from what was a disastrous economic collapse.